Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure. What is up, everybody? It is your girl Drea K back with a brand new episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. I almost said video. I almost said back with a brand new video as if I was on YouTube. Y'all see, I'm out here living in pursuit of everything. Okay. Amen. But yeah, we are back with a brand new episode. I hope you all are loving the new episodes. I have been really enjoying just talking to y'all, like talking, not having to edit no videos, not having to put no makeup on, not having to do my hair, not having to figure out what I'm going to wear. Okay. I have been loving sitting here, looking out my window, talking to y'all and yapping about the Lord. I love it. Amen. Thank you, Lord, that this is my life. I just love you. And yeah. So I hope you guys are blessed. Christmas is upon us. The new year is upon us. Yes. You all are probably getting those notifications about, you know, new year, new me, start 2026 off right and all of these things. But, I want to take a moment to really solidify what 2026 is going to look like for Christians. I really want to just dive into this topic a little bit before we head into the new year, before Christmas, before New Year's, all of the things. God placed this topic on my heart last night, and I was really thinking about this because I saw a video on TikTok of this guy really just diving deep into this topic. So yeah, I'm going to get into it. If this is your first time listening to the Living in Pursuit podcast, hello. Hi, how are you? My name is Drea, the CEO and founder of Living in Pursuit, a coaching and consulting firm specializing in strategic planning, workforce innovation, technology solutions, and project management. We help people and organizations thrive by turning ideas into systems, connections into opportunities, and purpose into measurable impact. Y'all like how I did that? Because I'm reading my Google document. We help individuals and organizations align purpose with strategy by designing systems that foster innovation, equity, and growth. Y'all see how I did it? Look what the Lord has done to Living in Pursuit. Like, y'all know when I first started this podcast, I didn't know what Living in Pursuit was. Actually, the podcast was called In Pursuit, but I didn't even know what we was in pursuit of. But now that God has given me the vision, now that all of the pieces have come together and I'm like actively pursuing after the vision, God has now given me a new language for it. So yeah, I'm reintroducing Living in Pursuit to you all who are the OGs, but also to you all who are new on this journey with us towards living in pursuit of purpose. So yeah, make sure you subscribe, make sure you send this podcast episode to a friend, and yeah, let's go ahead and get into the episode. So as I was saying, I came across this video on TikTok of this guy talking about how pursuing the vision that God has given him, really actively pursuing it, like executing the plan and really just, you know, stepping into that season of his life has been sanctifying him. Like, it has been crucifying his flesh. And he talked about how he himself, like, struggles with his flesh, sexually, all of the things. He struggles with his flesh. And he said that pursuing the vision that God has given him has took up so much of his time pursuing it that, like, the things that he used to do in his flesh, in his idle time, he don't even do that anymore. Like, he's finding that while he is pursuing the vision, that is taking up so much time that he can't even think about going back and doing this and doing that and all of the things. And I don't know if I saved the video. I'll link it in the description box or in the show notes. But when he said that, it struck something in me because honestly, y'all, I am like, I'm going through the same thing. I'm experiencing something similar that he is conveying. So when it comes to our flesh, and you all probably notice, like, as Christians, as really prophetic people, and there's so many videos going around right now that I've been coming across that talks about how prophetic people, like highly anointed and creative people, often struggle with lust and perversion. And that's so true. Look at all of the greats, right? Look at all of the people that have fallen to lust and perversion, and highly creative, highly innovative, all of the things. They all fall to the same thing. And even in the church, we've seen, you know, pastors, they'll come to, you know, these heights in their career and heights in their ministry, and they fall to the same thing, lust and perversion. So that statement is really an understatement. Like, that spirit is literally the real enemy towards anointed, prophetic, creative people, right? So even in myself, I've struggled in my flesh, like since I was a kid. Now, I wasn't, you know, SA'd or anything like that, but I was exposed to pornography early on as a child. So throughout my whole life, I have just struggled in that area, and it has caused me, you know, to get into toxic relationships. It's caused me to really have like rejection issues, and really rejection is the root of that, but that's a whole nother episode for another day. But essentially what I'm trying to say is, I myself, as anointed, as creative, as prophetic as I am, struggle with my flesh as well. And I'm not afraid or ashamed to say that, because I know a lot of people are, they just haven't said it. They just don't want to admit it, right? And I'm saying that now that we've come, like, what, 4 years, 5 years into the podcast, I'm stating that now because I'm really seeing how the way God has been giving me clarity and giving me pieces and parts of the vision for years, I'm seeing the fruit of that in this area. I'm seeing the fruit of what vision does to a person, what pursuing vision does to a person's mind, what it does to your attention span, what it does to the way you spend your time. When you are actively pursuing after what God has called you to do, like actively, not, you know, getting distracted, not getting off of, you know, the path and all of the things. When you are fully focused in on what God has called you to do, and you have like clarity in the vision, you know what you're supposed to do. Now it's just time for you to execute. I am seeing that when you are in that space and in that place, distractions do not, like, you can easily recognize a distraction. You can easily recognize a counterfeit. You can easily, like, discern, oh, this is something that's going to try to take me off the path. And if it does, my flesh is going to rise up, and I'm going to be back in those places and spaces where I don't need to be. So even in myself, I've been waking up, like, even just thinking about, like, business strategy. God's just been giving me, you know, do this and do that, and, you know, making the vision very plain to me. And in that, I have been noticing a decline in what I do, a decline in the things that I run to, a decline in feeling those feelings of rejection. Like when you are not pursuing the vision, when you are not pursuing after what God has called you to do, when you are not being obedient to the call, your idle time is going to be under attack, meaning the enemy is going to try to fill that time and try to fill it with all of your trauma, all of your rejection issues, really just get you focused on the wrong things, the things that kept you stuck, right? The things that hurt you, like have you ruminating on those things, especially in your idle time. When you are not actively like pursuing what God has called you to do, there is an open door. There is an attempt to open an old door that the Lord is trying to get you to close. The vision sanctifies you, because when your attention is on the vision, you don't have time to be focused on anything else. You don't have time to be focused on your rejection issues, what happened to you in your past relationships, who's not there in your life anymore, what's not happening, what you don't have. Like when you have this peace and this clarity and this structure, ooh, come on, structure, in pursuing your vision, you start treating your time differently. You start seeing your time differently. You start seeing your time as, oh, I need to, you know, get in God's word. I need this. I need, like, you need to focus on the things of God each and every single minute of your day. And when you are focusing on that, you don't have time to focus on the other stuff. I find myself, even I've been seeing a decrease in the amount of time that I spend on social media. When I am at this laptop, when I'm sitting at this desk, this is my time to work on the vision. This is my time to set my systems in place. It's my time to send the emails, to set up the meetings, to create the proposals, to read my word, everything that has to do with my business. And I spend so much time doing that, that I don't even have time to get on social media. By the end of the day, I'm tired. I don't want to scroll on social media and see some foolishness. I don't want to get on social media and have my vibe deterred. Because when you are focusing and you're pursuing on the things of God, your mind is set on Christ. Like your mind is set on your mission. It's set on your assignment. And the moment you take your eyes off of that, you're met with the cares of the world, the worldly things. When you get on social media, you see all of this other stuff that don't matter. You see people, you know, doing things that don't matter. You actually get a glimpse of what people are spending their time doing. It's different. It's just different. This time that I've been in has been reminding me of the season where, or the previous season where God only had me in the Bible, reading the word. I wasn't focused on nothing else. I wasn't like out and about doing things. I didn't have, you know, a lot of people around me. It was just a season of isolation, but it was a season of preparation for this season of entrepreneurship. And in that season, I just remember being so heavily focused on learning the word, applying the word, you know, allowing God to prune me, allowing God to transform my mind, allowing God to heal my heart, that now that I'm in this type of season, and I think that I've talked about this, how I was a little resistant to this season because it was like, well, Lord, you don't have me in my word as much. You don't have me, you know, crying out as much. You don't have me, you know, warring as much. What's going on? And that's when God revealed, well, you're not in that type of season anymore. This is a season of execution. This is the season where you actually step into full-time entrepreneurship. This is a season where I actually use you for my glory in a different way. And so being focused on that and really understanding that helps you to take your mind off of the things that don't matter. Take your mind off of the things that didn't work. Really take your mind off of the past. Take your mind off of what didn't work. You know, the past hurts, the offenses, all of the emotional things. Like, I can really say that I'm in a season right now where I'm not as emotionally drained or as emotionally, you know, connected. Like, yes, I'm emotionally connected in a different way when it comes to the passion that I have for my work that I'm doing, but I'm not ruminating on the things that I need to heal from. I'm not ruminating on the things that, you know, happened to me. I'm not ruminating on the shame or the guilt or any of those things. Like, that's not even on my mind anymore. Why? Because God has sharpened my vision and He has given me the opportunity to pursue it. So now everything has shifted. Now everything is new. Now the work has to begin. And as the work has begun, I'm noticing how my time is now being spent. I'm noticing how there has been a decline in my flesh's activities. Let's just say that. So entrepreneurship really sanctifies you. Once you have your mindset on, you know, being obedient to God and really stepping out on faith, doing this thing that He called you to do, there comes an anointing. There comes a flow. There comes a renewal that's taking place actively every single day. Even when your flesh tries to rise up, you're thinking of it more consciously. You're like, oh no, I'm not doing that. Oh, you got me messed up today, enemy. Oh no, get thee behind me, Satan. I'm not going to be doing that. You're crazy. Even when you are tempted, your mind immediately goes to, oh no, God got me in this type of season. I can't be going backwards. I can't be doing that. I can't be, you know, entertaining that. I can't be going back to these people. I can't. No, no. Like, it's a certain type of discipline, but it's also a certain type of awareness that you have. Usually when you struggle in your flesh, that means that you have a particular weakness that you keep falling into, a particular temptation that you don't really have any resistance in. And being in seasons where you are confused, where you don't know what God has called you to do, being in a season where you're not actively pursuing the things of God, being in a season where you don't know your purpose, those are usually the seasons where the enemy is attacking you the most, especially in your flesh. Well, she's not actively pursuing after entrepreneurship. She's not doing what God has called her to do. So let me fill her time up with something else. Let me put this idea in her mind because she ain't doing nothing right now anyway. Yeah, let me attack her time. Let me attack her mind. Let me attack her trauma. Let me bring up some old wounds because she's going to focus on that. She's not going to focus on what God keeps calling her to do. She's not going to focus on the things that God keeps showing her. Yeah, it's something that's blocking her from pursuing the thing that God called her to do. So in that, let me use that to keep her entangled and ensnared and really in bondage to this thing. I'm telling y'all, when the enemy has your attention, he has you in bondage. Bondage. And for a lot of you, 2026 is going to be the year that you get out of that bondage by pursuing the vision that God has given you, by actively organizing it so that you can execute it, by pursuing it in its entirety. Some of you all may not have all of the pieces to the puzzle, but you have a piece and you have not acted on that yet. You have not really begun to seek God for clarity in that, because something is holding you back. There is some type of bondage that you are still in. There is a bird outside of my window that keeps talking. And I hope y'all can hear it. But if you can, ignore it. Okay. Anyway, I guess what I'm trying to say is I am seeing transformation in this particular area as I am actively pursuing after the vision. Any idle time that I have this awareness that the enemy is going to try to attack me as soon as I become idle. So that means I have to pursue after my vision. That means I have to spend more time with my child. That means I have to take advantage of the time that I have instead of allowing the enemy to come in like a flood and try to get me to go backwards when God is pushing me forward. And entrepreneurship has been that catalyst. Entrepreneurship has been that avenue for me. It has been an avenue to create. It has been an avenue of fulfillment. It has been an avenue of creativity. The way God has been showing me all of the different types of things that I can do within this lane of entrepreneurship, I have just been less and less confused about what I can and cannot do. I have been having this boldness and really not feeling restricted by my business anymore. I used to feel like, oh, if God is stimulating me spiritually, I need to focus on life coaching. Oh, if God is stimulating me creatively, I need to focus on my marketing business. Whatever the case may be, the way God has sharpened this vision and really put the pieces together has allowed me to do everything in one business under one umbrella. So I don't feel all over the place anymore. I don't feel like I need to focus on one thing and not the other, because all of it works together. Y'all heard in that intro, Living in Pursuit is a coaching and consulting firm that X, Y, and Z. Like, that is language that funders are going to recognize. That's language that corporate clients are going to recognize. That's language that, you know, people in this industry are going to recognize. And God has allowed me to really open up my eyes and see Living in Pursuit in that way. Cause I ain't seen her like that before. I was like, oh, I thought we were just going to do a little podcast and that was just going to be it. But surrendering to God pushing me into seasons of entrepreneurship, surrendering to the idea that I am not meant to be at a 9-to-5, surrendering the idea of what I thought my career path was going to look like, has allowed me to actively pursue after what God's plan is for my career. Being obedient, quitting my job last year and really diving into entrepreneurship and getting the revelation, getting the clarity, getting clarity in the vision has allowed me to be where I am right now. If you're an OG, then you know over the years I've had my business on cultivated strategies. I've had Living in Pursuit. I've had, you know, all of these different ventures, thinking that, oh, I need to do this and I need to focus on that. And then, you know, just having all of this confusion of what I can do and what I can't do. And I believe that even those seasons of me trying to figure it out, God is going to use, or God is using, for his good. And it's working out for my good, because even in the things that didn't work, even in, you know, the challenges that I did, the programs that I launched, the, you know, community that I launched, even the things that didn't work or didn't, you know, yield the results I thought it was going to yield at that time, all of it was practice. All of it was lived experiences that I can use now. All of it was data. It wasn't failure. It was data. It was an opportunity to learn God's timing. It was an opportunity to really learn myself as a business owner and get out of hustle culture. So, yeah, living in pursuit is going in a very new direction. And I absolutely love what God has done and what he is doing. I am excited about January because I submitted so many proposals, and January is the month that I hear back from those proposals and hopefully getting approved for some of those projects and programs and things like that. So yeah, I am very excited about what 2026 is going to entail. Is everything perfect at the moment? No. Is everything ever going to be perfect? No. But knowing that I am on the right path, knowing that what this path is doing to me spiritually, knowing that God is using entrepreneurship to sanctify me in this way, oh, baby, I'm right where I need to be. I'm right where I need to be. And I really pray the same for you all. I know entrepreneurship can be scary. I know that, you know, you may have these reservations about, you know, going into it full time or really just putting yourself out there. I just want y'all to understand that your obedience is going to give you clarity. Your obedience to God, whatever God is telling you to do, once you obey. Yeah, you heard me? Once you obey, the clarity comes. And in that, you're going to find that all of the answers that you had, all of the reservations, all of the insecurities, all of the doubts that you had is going to simply fade away because of that clarity that the obedience brought you. So yeah, I'm excited. Look, we got some things coming up. Make sure you subscribe to the Living in Pursuit podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe to my Substack community. I post very frequently on there. Substack is a place for writers and readers. So if you want to get more into reading, you're just sick of social media at this point. You're like, look here, I'm tired of these videos. I just want to sit down and read. I post frequently, frequent articles on Substack. So that link is in the show notes as well. If you download the Substack app, just type in Living in Pursuit and I will come right up. So make sure you subscribe. If you want to become a paid subscriber, go ahead and support me in that way. I would truly, truly love it. And yeah, we out here growing. We out here helping the people. Okay. We are out here helping the people. I have some in-person things coming. I have some digital products coming. I have some programs, things like that coming as well. I hope you guys will tap in and really dive into entrepreneurship, because I know y'all listening to me and y'all know I'm an entrepreneur. And I know that God has called y'all to be entrepreneurs too, but y'all out here scared. Huh? You're scared. And that's okay, because if you stick around here long enough, I promise you, yeah, 2026 is going to be the year you actually launch your business. It's not going to be fear induced. It's not going to be, oh, well, I'm scared of what God is going to do if I'm not obedient. Oh, I'm scared of what God is going to do. I hope God doesn't retaliate against me if I don't do X, Y, and Z. No, like, we're going to ease our way into it. Okay. It's not going to be by force. It's going to be by choice. You're going to get so sick and tired of the life that you are living. You're going to get so sick and tired of the way things are going, and you're not going to be feeling fulfilled. You're going to get tired of that, and you're going to finally launch out and do what God has called you to do with ease in Jesus' name. But anyway, I hope this episode was encouraging to y'all. Yeah, so stay tuned for everything that is to come. I pray that you all have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I pray that it is just a blessing. It will be a blessing to you. Spend time with your family, spend time with your loved ones, and really, let me say this. So the Lord put the scripture, Philippians chapter 4, verse 11, in my spirit this morning, and it talks about contentment. Okay. So while Christmas has been commercialized and the focus has been on getting people presents and, you know, all of the things, I want us to actually practice contentment. So if you didn't get what you wanted, I want you to be content in that. If you weren't able to get your children what they wanted for Christmas, practice contentment. If you weren't able to spend as much money, if you didn't have it to give this year, I want us to practice contentment on this holiday season, please. Ain't no reason for us to be out here feeling guilty because we couldn't buy something. No. The Lord is still Lord over our lives. Jesus is still Jesus. God is still Godding. Okay. So that's all the reason to be content in this season, especially this holiday season. So yeah, be content in what you get and what you don't get, what you give and what you don't give. It's cool. I ain't judging you. If anybody else judges you, just know Dre K ain't judging you at all. Hello. And yeah, I pray you all have a great day. And I will talk to you all in my next episode. Bye.